Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. We have an inspiring half hour coming up for you this afternoon. We're going to kick things off by speaking to Carrie Bailey. She's the creator of Cravings, and it's a great devotional program. We're going to talk to her about the idea for the program, how it was able to help her, and now by extension how she's been able to help other people. At 20 minutes past the hour, for those of you who still haven't made plans for dinner, our resident chef Bruce Treader will be joining us from Massachusetts this afternoon. He'll be giving you our quick and easy cooking tip of the day, so you definitely want to stay tuned for that. Again, like I said, a great half hour coming up. Glad you all could join us for the show. Carrie Bailey again is joining us live here at the top of the hour. Carrie, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you, Cyrus, for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I've been excited about this. I was telling you actually before we went live here that when I saw a Cravings devotional, I knew it would be perfect for my cousin who had actually talked to me about having that time, you know, in the morning where she can kind of breathe and have her time with God in her studies. And it was so ironic to me that that is exactly what you set out to do through Cravings. Before we get more into how Cravings is helping women like my cousin, let's talk about for you how the original idea came about. Where did this come from?
Okay. Well, I was a little girl that loved baby dolls and always wanted to be a mommy, but motherhood didn't come when I thought it would. It didn't come in my 20s. I didn't find the person I was going to marry then, and instead it came in my mid-30s. And so I had a lot of time in my life to develop a stable, quiet time, if you will. I would get up in the morning, and I would sit in my comfy chair for an hour and with my journal and my Bible and my hot tea. And so I knew what it was like to spend quality time with God every day. And when kids did come along, when I was blessed with them and thrilled for them, I just went, oh my goodness, where did that time go? I sort of panicked, and I couldn't find that sit-down quality time that I had been used to for so long. And it was a craving that I had. Just like I'd had these cravings during pregnancy, I all of a sudden found myself craving God and going, yeah. Where did that time go? And my husband, actually, he writes his memory verses on note cards. And so I found those note cards one day, and I thought, this is it. This is what I can do. I can start putting those all over the house and putting them above the changing table and on the microwave and on my steering wheel. And as I was reading those scriptures, I was getting God in me. And yeah. I thought, you know what, if I'm really struggling with this, I bet there's other moms out there struggling with this. And so the project just went from there.
It reminded me when I was getting ready for this segment that there was an author I interviewed just a couple of months ago on this show, Sandy Relia, and she wrote the book The Beautiful Wife. And mm-hmm. she, when she came on the show, she talked about this same thing. For one thing, you know, feeling that there was something missing, being able to talk to others, and then, of course, to be inspired to do this series, mentoring series. You know, for you, did you believe at the time, Carrie, that you were, you know, the only one that was dealing with this, you know, having that missing time with God, as you talked about, or was it just about you trying to find the best way for you to be able to feel that need the way that the cravings mm-hmm. came about?
Yeah. In the midst of it, I will say I felt like I was alone.
Okay.
And realize now, you know, that's the conversation you should be having with fellow moms. Are
right.
you getting your God time in, holding each other accountable? But that's not the conversations I was having. So I thought I was alone in that. But then come to find out there are a lot of moms across the world who
right.
are feeling that. And, you know, I know that we can worship God with our entire lives. I can pray while I'm doing the dishes, and I can sing to Him while I'm driving. But if we skip the time in His Word, then we're missing a piece of Him. And so I believe, you know, whether it's 5 minutes, 15 minutes, or an hour, we need to figure out how to get His Word into us in a day. And so for this season in my life and in the life of other moms and people who've told me, they've said, you know what, I'm just busy. I'm not even a mom, and this works for me. This is a way to get a little bit of God in us in the morning and then carry Him through us, you know, with our day. So that's how it happened for me.
Yeah, and I know, as you said, you're not alone in this, that there are others around the world that are feeling the same way. I want to say, for those that are just tuning in, listening to us here at Conversations Live, I'm speaking with Carrie Bailey. She's the creator of Cravings, a devotional series, a flashcard, and she was talking to us about how this all came about, how, you know, before she was married and of course, even had children, that she was able to have, you know, as much time as she wanted for her devotion, for her time with God, that there had to be some adjustments made after she had children. And then, of course, to be able to feel that need, that was kind of the birth of Cravings. So to fast forward now to what you just said, Carrie, about, you know, there are women literally all around the world. When you start realizing that, talk about the need that you felt to share. Because I think a lot of times, and I talk about this a lot on the show, a lot of times when we're going through something, there's a feeling of embarrassment sometimes, a feeling of no one else will understand. And then when we know that other people are going through it, we can either decide to say, okay, well, that's too personal for me to share, or I'm going to share this so I can help other people. How did you get to that point where you knew you wanted to help others in this?
Yeah, that really came out of a moment of true weakness for me, hitting bottom, if you will. I had actually found out I was pregnant with my second child, and when I found out I was pregnant with my second child, and this is hard for me to admit, just like you were saying, that did not evoke an emotion of excitement in me. I was actually scared and almost saddened by it because I got worried about how to do all this again. You know, how was I going to lose God again? Where was all this going to go? And so I just got really scared about it. And I was actually on a family drive to Big Bear, California, and my husband was listening to the radio, and my little man was asleep in the back, and God and I were just having this intense conversation about all of this. And he just said, Carrie, you know, I've got you. This is, you are not alone in this moment, and we've come up with a plan of how this works for you, how you can experience me throughout the day and have your time with me and do this journey of motherhood. And I want you to take that, what I've given you, this idea that I've given you, and I want you to share that. And so that really was the moment for me in which he said, not only are you not going to be alone in this, but we're gonna help other moms do this as well. So it was a true moment of weakness for me, and I'm blessed that it turned into a way to help others in it.
You know, I think, too, you and I were talking before we went on here, and one of the things that was in the letter that you sent me, Carrie, introducing Cravings, was you said, quote, God kept whispering to me. And I think a lot of times we get so busy. I've been guilty of this, and I've talked about it before on the show. You get so busy with the noise of the day, the noise of your life, that whisper becomes more and more faint. But if we just take out that time and be still, as you said, you know, as God said to you, that He has you. And I love the fact that, that you know, you were basically assured, make it easy. And I think that's important for our listeners to take away from this. And you said something, Carrie, a few moments ago that I think is important. This isn't just about mothers. It's not just about women. I have to admit, you know, I remember when I went into my business full-time 5 years ago, I was making time for everything but God, it seemed like. And, you know, it was that point where it finally dawned on me, you know what, that's not the way it's supposed to go. So, you know, I mean, and then to be able to make those adjustments. And I think this, your story, which is why it's so important to me, is that it shows that it can happen to all of us. But it doesn't mean that we are the ones who complicate it. Talk to us about the assurance of God basically saying to you to make it easy, not less meaningful, just easy, because that to me shows a lot of consideration for all that you have going on. How did that help you in moving forward?
Yeah. Besides being a mom and a wife, I'm also a family life director for a large church. We see about 1,000 kids a weekend. And so I'm busy. I'm a busy person besides this. And so just the idea that God said, Carrie, I don't know why you think that, you know, spending an hour, hour and 20 minutes with me in a chair is any different than you reading, you know, two lines of scripture and then turning those into action in your day. All he wants from us is relationship. And
right.
so however we can pursue that relationship with him, that's what he finds valuable from us. And so, yes, that may mean at times, man, I am digging in and I am doing my research and, you know, finding the archaeological study of whatever and whatever. But sometimes it's just hearing the words, be still and know that I am God, and then processing those into our day. And, you know, I got the greatest compliment yesterday. Did an interview, and the host was a female, and she said, you know what, my husband is loving these cards as much as I'm loving them. And that was just, that was fabulous for me, because it just means that they're helping families. And I get other moms who say, you know, my kids are the ones that are coming in the morning and changing out my card for me. And I just go, that's something I didn't even think about, that this is a family event in the day and kids are helping their moms get God's word inside of them. And so that is just super exciting for me.
I smiled to myself when you said, when we were talking about the other interview, because Shelley was actually on this show a couple of months ago talking
mm-hmm.
about her book. And so Shelley Thomason, if you're listening, hello.
Hello.
But you know, I think it is great, because and again, it ties in perfectly with my story. Like we were saying, that this is something we all deal with, because we all are busy. We all have a lot going on. Our life is full of a lot of stuff. But I think what you said is so important, Carrie, and that is the relationship. Because
mm-hmm.
like any other relationship, it deserves time. And
mm-hmm.
it needs time to be able to survive. And I think when we look at it that way, it becomes more and more important to us to find a way to make it work, just like we do in other parts of our life. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Carrie Bailey. She's the creator of Cravings devotional series of flashcards. It's really designed with moms in mind, but it's really, as you're hearing in this conversation, it's really for everybody. I mean, it not only does it have great scriptures for you to be able to reflect on, but also a great little commentary to think about throughout the day as well, and something that you can pass along, as you were just mentioning, Carrie, to other members of the family, or even being able to, you know, to share online with friends. Now, your website is cravingsonline.net. There's a lot of great things there. Walk us through the website, Carrie, and how it's grown from the original idea.
Oh, goodness. It started off just as a blog for me, a place to just kind of ramble, if you will. But I've taken the idea of what you were talking about earlier, making God time easier for moms.
Right.
And I like to say it's not less meaningful, it's just easier. And
right.
so weekly I put up what I call Mama Helpers. And they're just little flashcards for the entire week that moms can print from their home. They're totally free. It just gives you a short scripture to read for the day. And then fun things to do. So like today it was just kiss your kids, you know, simple things, plan a fun new meal. So just things to inspire you, think of ways to connect again with God, but also connect with your relationships that you have going on around you. Also in the midst of a series right now on revolutionary parenting. It's a book that I've read that I just love, about how to help your kids be Christ followers and be spiritual champions. So I'm talking through that. But there's also spots there for you to leave prayer requests. So love praying for people. You can buy the product through the website, and just lots of fun little things for moms. I would say the biggest thing that's the most popular is every month I create a printable to-do list for moms, and it's just a way they can make their to-do list for every week, but it has a memory verse on it. And so many moms have said, man, this is the way I get my memory verse for the entire month, and they can just practice it while they're filling in their to-do list every week. So, again, just lots of fun little helpful tidbits.
Right, right. And again, making it easy, not meaning that it's not meaningful, but just making it easy and to fit your situation. I think, too, Carrie, one of the great things about your website, and I was on there, of course, in prepping for this segment, was that, you know, this is something that can be catered. There's no one way that will fit everyone. And I think that's another part of why we beat ourselves up so much, because we think of what other people are able to do and how they're able to do all this stuff. And I can't seem to find the time to do this one thing or to do this or find my devotional time. But I think what I like so much about your site and even about Cravings itself is that it really can be tailored to however your life is set up. And that's the great thing about it.
Yeah, I actually have a friend who, she travels a lot. And so what she does, we haven't really, I know it's hard on radio, but we've said this isn't a traditional book. These are actually flashcard-sized devotionals, and they have a little holder that they go in, and it's a cute holder. That's the only thing about guys is it's a cute pink cupcake, so that would be hard for a man to probably stomach. But I have a friend who travels a lot, and so instead of carrying her holder around, she's able to slip her flashcards in between her laptop, and that way when she opens her laptop, they're there waiting for her, so she can be waiting to go into a business meeting, and she can read one real quick. I have a friend who, you know, they keep them at their makeup station, or they keep them by their kitchen counter while they're making PB&Js for lunch, and they can read it. It truly is meant for moms on the go to be able to use them however they want. If they're sitting in carpool line, if they're, you know, instead of reading the trash magazines at the grocery store checkout, you know, pull one of these out of your purse. So that is truly my hope and prayer, is that moms feel like they can take them anywhere with them.
Right. Right, and I think that is, again, the great thing about it. Again, you've been listening to Conversations Live, my conversation with Carrie Bailey. She's the creator of Cravings Devotional, a series of flashcards that are designed, as we were talking about, for the busy mom in mind. But you don't have to be a mom. You don't even have to be female to be able to enjoy this. You probably just take them out the holder, and you can put them wherever you'd like to in the house to be able to make sure that you are getting your God time. Carrie, I had asked you this question before we went live here, and I'll ask you now for our listeners. When it comes to the whisper, because this is how this all started for you, the whisper, what would you say to our listeners who are hearing that whisper, or they know it's there, that they are that they are being guided, that they are being encouraged? What would you say to them about the importance of listening to it as they are not only trying to live their life with more God time, but also to be able to make sure that they are living up to their purpose as well?
For me, that is the word that's coming to my mind for me is the word intentional. We have to be intentional with our relationship with God in order to know what he's asking of us. And so if we desire to know what he wants from us, then we have to make sure we're living into that relationship with him. And I would say the scripture, and I already quoted it earlier, but the be still and know that I'm God, is that even in the midst of craziness, no matter where you are in life, we do have to find time to be still so that we can hear him. And I'm a journaler, so I write in my journal, and hopefully this doesn't sound strange to you, but I will write questions to God in there and then just wait. And in some ways, he writes back to me in there and lets me know, you know, here's how I'm guiding you, here's how I'm directing you. But I also tell people to don't rush it. If God's got a plan for you, he's going to walk you through that plan in the right timing. I know a lot of people who have, you know, they feel like God's spoken to them and they've got this great idea. Well, that's fabulous, but that great idea will come to be whether it's today or 2 years from now. And so to just slowly and quietly walk with God through that journey that he has for you, knowing and trusting him. I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying it's not scary, but he will guide you along the way. And this project for me, this was 2 years in the making. It took me 2 years to get it from where it was God whispering in that car ride for me, to where it is today. And so just know that it's never just a quick snap of your fingers and something happens magic like that.
Exactly. And everything happens in its time, and I think that is the thing for us to be to be open to that and to know that it won't always be on our schedule, but that things are happening. Carrie, it's a great story that you've been able to not only share with us, but also to live and to experience for yourself, and now to help individuals literally around the world be able to do the same thing. Carrie Bailey, everyone, is our guest. Again, she's the creator of Cravings Devotional Flashcards that are just perfect to get you that God time that you need each and every day. As I mentioned earlier, you can find out more information about Carrie and Cravings by going to www.cravingsonline.net. Again, that's www.cravingsonline.net. Don't do .com, because if you do like I did a couple of days ago, you end up on a cupcake website.
You do.
So it's .net. And then from that site, you'll be able to find Carrie on Facebook and Twitter as well. Carrie, it's a real pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. We're going to take a break. When we come back, as I said, our resident chef, speaking of food, our resident chef Bruce Treader will be here to give us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.
I cannot believe you are still playing that dang game. What are you, 15?
Girl, it's very rare I even get a day off.
If you think this is what I signed up for when I said I do, you're wrong. You dead wrong. Get ready, Birmingham. Twanabun Jones' new hit stage play, Game Over, coming to Carver Theater Sunday, April 22nd. Two shows only, 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now for $22 at GameOverStagePlay.com.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.